Hey guys, it's Psychology Babe, and today I wanted to talk about tough love. I wanted to talk about this because I think a lot of times, you know, when you're helping people or you're trying to give advice, people think or expect, I guess, that it needs to be, not that you can't be kind, but I think that, you know, helping somebody means to tell the truth, you know. And sometimes to tell the truth, you have to be firm. You're going to say things that they don't want to hear. And I think a lot of times, though, people think that you're being mean or you're being nasty or why are you talking to me this way? But for me, I'm just the type of person, I like honesty and I like truth. And what I'm saying is, you know, I would rather tell you the truth. And even if it's going to hurt your feelings, rather than lie to you or enable you or sugarcoat things just to make you feel okay. You know what I mean? Because honestly, I would be doing a disservice. And anyone who knows me or anyone who's ever talked to me, gotten advice from me, whatever, I'm not trying to say that I can be kind of harsh, but you're going to hear the truth. And it's the same way with my social media. When I post things, you know, that it's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to be sweet, because people have to understand that sometimes you do need tough love and what that means. But see, you got to understand, it's called tough love for a reason. It's called tough love. You know what I mean? So there's love there. That means that it's done with love. But, you know, all of this, you know, sugarcoating it. And because let me tell you something, where has that gotten you? And I'm serious. You seriously need to stop and think about that. I think sometimes when you post things or say things, people take it to be like, oh, that's mean or that's rude or that's no. Sometimes it's going to be in your face. It's going to be a little harsh and it's going to be firm. But see, this is the thing. Maybe that's what you need to hear. You see what I'm saying? Like everything can't be sugar sweet. And you can't baby people. Because that's the problem. That's the issue. Maybe people have treated you that way. And maybe people have, you know, enabled your behavior and made things easy for you. And that's just not me. And it's never going to be me. Because the thing is that I want to help you, not hinder you. And when you enable people and you just sugarcoat everything and you're just, well, and just, you know, you're making everything so soft and so easy. And so sometimes you really got to get in someone's face and say, look, cut the crap. Like you got to say, you know, you got to call people out. And see, the reason I can do that is because I can call myself out. See, that's the whole thing about healing that people have to understand. People get so triggered by things when they see things, but it's because they're unhealed. It's because that triggers something, no matter what it is. You know, it triggers different things in different people. But see, when you are healed, you look at life so differently. You really do. And I'm not trying to say that it's a process that's done. Like I'm completely healed and I know everything, because it is a lifelong process and I'm okay with that. But when you are healed enough and you are on your journey and you have done that healing, you've gone through, you know, this really deep spiritual awakening, you start to look at things so differently and you learn to not take things personally and you learn to not be so offended by things. But see, the people who are still unhealed and they're going to look at things that you might say or that you post. Now, if it's really sweet and nice and everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's great. And that's wonderful. And I love it. Okay. But you got to understand that, you know, I read somewhere where something said, you're not always going to be. It was something about, you know, being positive, and people think just because you're positive, you know, or being healed is just about being positive. And, you know, you have the darkness, you have the light, you know, you have positivity, negativity. It's about what you're going to, you know, you choose which side you're going to be on, if you know what I mean. It's the duality of life. You know, we've talked about that. And the thing about it is, just because someone's positive, it doesn't mean that they don't have problems or issues or whatever. It's just about how they choose to deal with it. It is, because, you know, I get that a lot too, or I've gotten it, you know, where people always say or ask the question, you know, are you always happy? Every time I see you, so you're this, you're that. Just because I smile and I choose to be happy. See, that's the thing. People have to understand it is a choice, because regardless of what is going on in the world or in your life, you can still choose to say, but I'm going to stay at peace. Because I truthfully know that all is well. Like no matter what is going on, you know that everything is still okay. And even if it's not okay in that moment, you know that it's going to be okay. So my thing is that when people say that, I'm like, no, I'm not always happy. But you may not know that, because just because I'm not happy doesn't mean that I have to, you know, just because something has happened doesn't mean that I have to let it change who I am. And once you become, but people just think like, oh, you're just always so positive and you're this and you're that and you're this. And you go through things just like everyone else does. So all I'm saying is that, you know, I find that when you are a little more harsh in your approach or what you post or what you say, people tend to be offended by that. But see, for me, that's not going to change. It's not. I'm sorry, because that's not who I am. I am here to use my voice to help. And the way that I'm going to help is by being honest. And sometimes I'm going to post things that call you out, or I'm going to say things that call you out, because you need that. Because some people, seriously, they live in an alternate reality, universe, whatever, and they just believe, people start to believe their own lies. Whatever they tell themselves to excuse what they want to do or how they want to act, they live in that and think that that's okay. And then they convince themselves that their way is right, when really in reality, I mean, you know, it's not, you know, that you're doing something wrong or whatever, but you will convince yourself that everyone's against you or doing something to you. And I can't co-sign that. I can't, and I won't, because that's not helping anyone. It's not. So I always just find it amazing, though, because seriously, you know, if you really want to heal and you really want to become a better person and just be a person who is not always living in a state of chaos and anxiety, you've got to be real with who you are. I think that if that is anything that I could teach, if it's the one thing that I could teach anyone in the world, you have got to learn, because you can't be honest with anyone else if you're never honest with yourself. And I'm going to be honest with you right now that there are so many people, truthfully, they're not living in their truth. And that does not mean, I'm not talking about anything other than being who you are, showing up, standing up for yourself, but being real. That's what I mean. I don't mean anything else other than that. When I say living in your truth and being authentic, it means being who you are and not changing when you get around certain people. I was just having a conversation with someone the other day about that, how people switch up and they change, and based on who they're around, they turn into this whole other person. You know, you can have friends, and when you guys are all around, they're cool, and then they get around other people that they know and they completely switch up on your change or whatever. You know, I don't do that. I don't have time to do that. And that's what we were discussing. I'm like, this is me. This is who I am. And this is the person that everyone's going to get. I don't care who it is. I don't care who I'm talking to or around. Everyone's going to get this person, because I don't know any other way to be. And that's just being real. That's not, I'm not trying to, you know, it's just real. It's the truth. Like, anyone who knows me for any length of time or whatever, this is just who I am. You guys should even know that by now. I mean, if you've listened to me, I've had this podcast now for 2 years. And if you've listened to me from the beginning, I'm just saying, this is me. I come straight with it, because I'm just not going to sugarcoat. It would do me no good to get on here and just, everything is love and light and everything is just always easy and you are always right and you don't have any issues that you need to, you know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. I'm all about love and light. I'm not saying that, because love is the most important thing. You know, I feel that way. All I'm saying is every minute of your life is not going to feel like that. And I get that. And so some people get turned off by that. Well, everything's not love and light and everything's not going to be blah, blah, blah. Okay, no, it's not. But life is what you make it, and it is how you feel about yourself. But you have got to be honest with yourself and who you are. And people really got to get that. Because I'm telling you, and people will be like, well, I am. And I know, no, you don't. There's a lot of people that don't even know themselves. People think that they do. But until you really do that work, and I can speak for myself, you know, I don't have to talk about anyone else. You think you really know who you are, and you really think you know what you believe in and what you stand for and who you are and this and that. But until you really do that work and really see how you relate to other people, because a lot of times you can't really see yourself. You only see it from your side, but like, other people see a different side of you. And then, you know, that's why sometimes when people tell people how they are and people are like, no, I'm not like that, they don't listen, because they're just coming from their perspective. And those are people who don't want to listen, though. You know, sometimes you really got to check yourself. I say that a lot. You have to check yourself. And until you can become a better person, you can't be honest with other people, because you got to start with you. And so many people want to lie to themselves. And that's why they lie to other people, because they don't even know who they are. You know what I mean? You got to know who you are. And you got, I'm just saying, just, you know, be authentic. That's what I mean by that. And being authentic, that's what that means. I know people hear that so much and everybody's like, oh, I'm so tired of hearing that word and being authentic and all of this. But let me tell you something. That's it. That is it. Being your true, authentic self. And what I mean by that is just showing up in the world as you. You know, if you're whatever, people want to call you weird or different or whatever they want to call you, let them call you. All I'm saying is how you show up in the world. And it's consistent, though. Like I said, it's not about changing for different people or trying to be like other people. When you get to a place of this is me, and so people have to take me or leave me as I am, though. I'm not going to change for you or be this person or jump through hoops for you or whatever the case may be. But again, you know, I just wanted to talk about tough love because people, you know, they really get offended by that. But it's like when you're growing up and you're a child, you know, your parents have to, you know, I tell people, you can't just let your children do whatever they want to do. They've got to have some direction is all I'm saying. You know, a lot of times when you just let them do whatever, whatever, you think that's showing them love. You think that that's, oh, I'm just going to let them do whatever they want. But honestly, children want direction. They need direction. They're depending on you. You know what I mean? Until they become an adult. But a lot of people, they will, they take that the opposite and say, oh, well, I just want to be friends and I don't want my kids to be angry at me and I don't want this, that, and the third. No, they are counting on you. You have these children. That is your job to lead them, you know, guide them, direct them, you know, just you need to show them the way. And so many people take their hands off that wheel. They don't want to, you know, and you have to though, but it's the same way with life. What I was saying was they give you that tough love because they love you though. Your parents love you. And it's the same way with anything else. And especially if you're trying to help people. So I'm always going to make people hold up a mirror. I am. You have to look at yourself. It's really truthful. So I'm always going to make you do that. And I think sometimes when you do that though, people get offended. But it's okay. I mean, it doesn't bother me because it's what needs to be done. You know, I can't, it's not always going to be like, oh, you know, you're valid in this, that, and the third. Now, sometimes you are, and you may be, but I'm also going to tell you when your side or what you think is not valid. And so sometimes I'm going to post something that's really going to be in your face and it's going to make you think and be like, okay, you've got to do the work. You know, you have to do something. And so when people look at that, though, and they immediately get triggered, like, oh, that's so arrogant, or who is she to tell me this, that, and the third? I'll tell you who I am. I'm one of the best people that you can listen to if you're talking about that. What I'm saying is because I'm coming from a place of making you look at yourself. That's all I'm saying. I would want someone to tell me the truth than to sit in my face and lie to me and make me believe that everything I think and want and do or whatever is okay, because it's not. I mean, we all need someone to call us out sometimes to say, look, this is wrong. I'm sorry. I mean, really. And you need friends like that. You need people in your life who, I've said that many times, you know, you can't have all these yes people around you or people who just agree with everything you say and just, you know, make you feel like, oh, and you know, that's the thing with a lot of things. And it's even like that with relationships sometimes. People, they find it hard to deal with someone who is going to challenge them, but challenge them in a good way to make them a better person, to say, no, look at yourself. Let's do this. Let's be better. For some people, it is so much easier to just go be with someone who does not challenge them and who's just, I'm just going to let you do what you want to do and I'm never going to say anything. And you know, and if that's what the person needs, then let them go, because you don't need to dumb yourself down or dim your light or do any of that just so people will be around you. I need people around me who are going to call me out when I need it, because I know that those are people that love me and care for me. And see, that's what people have to understand. Those are the people that really have your back. Those people who call you out and don't let you just be full of foolishness. And when you're wrong about something, they're going to call you out because, you know, you want people to agree. You want everybody to be on your side. You want them to go along with everything that you say and everything that you do. And the ones who do that, you think that they're your friends, but truthfully, they're not. Because those people don't want the best for you. They just want to be around you. People like that, they're just basically like, well, I don't care what you do. I'll agree. Yeah, let's go do this. Let's do that. Yeah, you did this. Let's. So they're just yes people. And they're just yes to whatever. The real people who have your back are the people who are going to challenge you, who are going to make you hold that mirror up to yourself and say, I need to change. I need to be different or whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, and it's not about trying to put anybody down. See, that's another thing. You know, people are going to feel like, oh, you're always putting me down. You're always, you know, telling me what's wrong with me. You're always this and you're always that. It's not about putting anybody down. You can't look at it that way. See, that's why they call it constructive criticism, because it is criticism, but it's constructive, which means It's for your betterment. It's to help you. So see, whenever I get constructive criticism from people, I am willing to listen to it and to take it, you know, really take it in, because it may be something that I really, but there's a lot of people, they can't take criticism of any kind, but they can't even take constructive criticism, which is something that's supposed to be good for you, to help you. That's why they call it that. You've got to be able to do that in life. That's how you grow. It's how you mature. And let me tell you something. When you're around those people, one day when you get to where you need to be and you are this fierce person who can just stand on their own and take on whatever, you're going to be so thankful for all of those people that were in your life that challenged you, you know, to do better and be better. And, you know, so it always amazes me, though. I see that, you know, I see that a lot. If you post anything that's kind of in people's face, or, you know, really making them think about themselves, or, you know, you're just challenging them. It could be a question, and, you know, people won't like that as much. And it's not about the likes. I'm not saying that, but I've noticed that, like I said, people just don't like to be challenged. They want you to just come on all the time with all of the sweet and kind and nice stuff, and all of that's good. I mean, I'll always do that as well. But at the same time, it's also about teaching. It is. It's not even just always about helping. We're supposed to be teaching each other, and we're supposed to be learning from each other. And sometimes you got to understand in life that sometimes there may be people that know more than you, or they know a different way or a better way. See, I'm always open to that. If you are so closed-minded that you never want to listen to other people, or you think you always know everything and your way is always right, I'm telling you, you miss out on so much of life, because there's so much to learn. There's so much to know. I'm a lifelong learner, and I love it. I never want to be the type of person that doesn't learn. And I'm willing to hear and to listen and to take it in. You know, I'm not trying to say that you always have to believe what someone else believes, but just be open to listening. And so my thing is that sometimes there are people who know better or different, and that's okay. It doesn't make you any less smarter, or that you're not, you know, oh, well, you try to make me feel like I'm this and I'm that and I'm this. It's not about, when people take it like that, you have to understand that that's coming from an unhealed place. It is. And see, that's why what I just said earlier about being healed, you learn to not take things personally. You have to learn to not take things personally. And again, I know that that is so hard, but it's actually, once you start healing, believe it or not, it's not as hard as you think. But when you're not, again, because most people are going to be like, well, how can I not take it personally if they're doing it to me or saying it about me or whatever? Because when you start understanding that everything that people do, everything is about them. How they treat other people, how they speak to other people, everything that they do, it is about them, and it is about how they feel about themselves. Yes, they're doing it to you, but it's because of them. As I said, people who are unhealed, or they're insecure. And I don't mean that in a bad way. When I say that, it's just mean they don't have enough self-love. They don't love themselves enough to think that they deserve better, should have better, or, you know, because of all of these traumas and different things that happen to people, you know, in childhood. I've said that many times, that all you do is just grow into this unhealed adult. And everybody's had stuff to work on and still working on. I mean, it's just a lifelong thing, and that's okay. So no one's judging what you have to go through. It's just that don't stay in that place. The sad part about all of it is that people choose to stay in that place. I'm constantly talking about, don't continue to let people hurt you over and over and over. They hurt you when you were a child, or when you were younger, or whatever, and you could not defend yourself. And I've said many times, you are an adult now. Please don't let them continue to damage your life, to hurt your life, to keep you from loving, to keep you stuck, to keep you. Don't give them that power, because you're an adult now and you can save yourself. You can help yourself. And I've encouraged people to listen to meditations, you know, inner child healing, higher self meditation, all of that. Balance your chakras, all of this stuff, you know, chakras, however you say it, you know, some people say chakras, but balance those things, you know, do what you need to do to feel better, to be better, to get in alignment. And the thing about it is just, you know, but you got to be willing to do that. You got to be willing to say that there is a problem, that there's, you know, there's an issue. But some people are just so closed off to that. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm fine. You know, there's nothing wrong. I don't need to do anything. I don't need to meditate. I don't need to talk to anyone. I don't need to write anything down. And those are the people that need it the most. It's the truth. So yeah, it's going to be tough love. That's my thing. That's what I do. I'm sorry. I mean, yes, I'm all about love and light and being positive and all of those things, but I'm also about being real. And that means confronting who you are and how you do things. And you got to stop thinking that your way is just the only way and it's the only thing that's right. And you don't want to listen to anyone else because you close yourself off to so much. And more importantly, you close yourself off to the people who love you. Because when you're just the type of person who's just so rigid and you just won't bend on anything and everything's your way and you know better than everybody else, no one wants to be around someone like that. No one. Unless they're just like you. And I would say those are the only people that you could be around. They have to think and be just like you, because who else wants to be around that? And so it's tough love. But again, it's love. You just have to understand where it's coming from. You have to understand that it's coming from a good place. But you can't enable people. That's like people who, you know, if they have addictions or they have issues and problems, you can't just keep. And I know you want to help. If they come ask you for money or whatever, you want to help. You don't want to tell them no, you don't. But at the same time, you're enabling their addiction. You see what I'm saying? So are you really helping? You see what I'm saying? You have to look at it that way. Look at it that way, if that helps you to say, would you want to continue to enable someone who had an addiction that you knew was hurting them? No, you would not. And sometimes that means, I mean, have you ever seen that show Intervention? I mean, it's hard. You know, the family has to sit there and tell you all the ways that you're, but what I'm hurting them and all this. And it's hard for the person, but it's also hard for the family is what I'm saying. They don't want to sit there. They're not trying to sit there and beat you up. But of course, the person is going to feel so attacked and like everyone's trying to hurt them. And why is everybody being mean to me? And the family has to sit there and tell you all of the things that, you know, you're putting them through and how you're hurting them. But guess what? Every time after, when the people go and they go to get help later on, they're so thankful to their family. They're so grateful because a lot of times it saves their life. That tough love, because it's hard to sit there and listen to people say, you know, you're screwing up. You're doing this. You're hurting the family. You're tearing us apart. You're this and you're that. You feel attacked and beat up and all of these things. But it's hard for the family. They don't want to do that because they love you. But guess what? Guess what? They're going to do it because they love you. Because they know that if they don't do that, the next step is to possibly for you to not be around. And they don't want that. You see what I'm saying? So it is tough love, but it is love. It is love. And so you cannot expect, or at least for me, you can't. I'm sorry. Don't expect that everything is going to come from a place of, you know, I'm going to be so soft and easygoing on you. There are going to be things that I'm going to post that are going to be in your face. There are things that I'm going to say on the podcast that are going to be in your face, because I'm here to challenge you to be a better person, to for yourself, for others, for humanity, to be better. I'm not here to just be like, okay, you know, because none of us are perfect and we all have things to work on, but you got to be self-aware. And I saw this post the other day that said you can only be as authentic as you are self-aware. And that is so true. Because if you're not self-aware, you can't be authentic. You have to know who you are. And so many people actually are walking around and they really don't know. You think most people are, I mean, in your mind, yeah, you think, oh, everybody knows who they are. People know who they are. No, they don't. You'll be amazed at how people are not self-aware. They really don't see how they present themselves to other people. They don't see things about themselves that other people can see. And if you point them out and they don't like them, they're not going to listen to you anyway, because they're just going to be like, they're going to think you're lying or making it up or hating on them or whatever you want to call it. They're going to think, but no, I'm here to make you think. I'm here to make you challenge yourself. You know what I mean? And so that's what all of this is about. Everything that I do, the social media, podcast, all of it, everything is about trying to help people to grow and to heal and be enlightened. I'm not just here doing this for, I mean, it's not, let me get on here so people can just hear my voice. I'm really trying to do something with this. It matters to me is what I'm saying. You know, it does. It matters. And the people that people matter. Like all of the people, whoever follows me, whoever listens to my podcast, whatever, you know, it matters to me. Because if we can all help each other, just imagine what we can all do. But you got to get over this, you know, thinking that everything, and, you know, so people are just like, oh, well, you know, no, because that's a little rough and that's a little harsh and that's a little, and that's kind of mean. And I can't believe, yeah, well, believe it, because, you know, hey, Tough love. You need that sometimes. Everything's not going to always be easy going. And I will tell you something, in those moments, those are the times that you grow. Seriously, that's when you get better, when you are uncomfortable or someone's in your face saying, look, you know, you need to do this. You need to change this, or not even change, but like they're just pointing out things that you could be better at, or, you know, I don't know, just helping you to take a look at yourself. I'm trying to say it in a way that's, you know, because I don't want to make it sound like I'm being condescending or I'm trying to put anybody down or any of that. But you got to be self-aware and you got to work on your healing. You do. And you got to learn how to not take everything so personal. And that takes practice. It really does. But I can tell you, when you get to that point, it makes life so much easier. Because when people do things now that I may not like or agree with, whatever, I don't even care. It doesn't bother me. I'm like, whatever. I am still over here in my lane because I don't take it personally. It has nothing to do with me. And it's just like for people, if they don't like me or they hate on me or whatever you want to call it, they're negative, they don't like what I do or me or whatever. Okay, but that's you. You know, I often say, you know, and I've seen it many times as well, you know, if you have a problem with me, that's exactly what it is. It's your problem. It is not mine. That's for you to deal with. That's exactly what it is. If a person has a problem with you, that's exactly what it is. Their problem. Let them figure it out. And especially if you've never done anything to them, because not everyone's going to like you. And I am okay with that. I'm not here to make everyone like me. That is not what I'm here for at all. But I am here to encourage people, and I am here to uplift people and just try to get people to think, you know, think outside the box, but think for yourself, you know. But also, you at times, you got to hear that tough love, because truthfully, sometimes that can save people a lot of trouble. Because I'm going to tell you, just like with addictions, you know, I also study addictions. You know, people need someone to step in. Because you think, well, I got to keep giving them money, or I got to keep doing this, or I got to keep whatever, because you love them and you think like, oh, let me. But you don't realize that you're hurting them so much more in the long run. And so for people who also run like that, when they're in relationships like that, let those people go, because they're just not ready. If every time you're trying to talk to someone to show them something or say, look, well, you know, could you maybe be like this, because you're, you know, you're a little this or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Or people who, you know, you're trying to give advice and help, and they're always just like, oh, you're always trying to tell me what to do. Or you're, you know, they always start a fight because they feel like you're trying to tell them what to do. And in actuality, you're just trying to help them. You're trying, because you know. But again, that goes back to seeing potential in people that people don't see in themselves. And that's another thing, because you can see things in people, but if they don't see it themselves, they're not going to take it that way. They're always going to be on the defensive. And that's true for a lot of people. You see potential in people that they don't see in themselves. Now, only the people who say, when someone tells you something because they see potential in you and growth, and then you take that and you execute it and you become people like that, those are the people that go far. Those are the people that change their lives around, because you took something that someone said and you used it to your advantage instead of being offended by it. But again, that all goes back to being healed as well. And see, people think like you're trying to put them down as well. If you say they're not healed and all this stuff, people think like you're putting this label, you're trying to put this label on me, and you're like, it's nothing wrong with not being healed. See, this is the thing, you know, I read this quote all the time where, you know, it was like, you know, there's nothing wrong with not knowing. The problem is that not wanting to find out or not wanting to learn. You know, that's fine if you don't know something, but you've got to be willing to learn it or find out what it is. But if you just want to stay in ignorance, that's a whole different story. And some people do. Well, I don't know how to do it, and I don't want to do it, and I can't do it, and I this and I that. I don't use that word. Can't is not in my vocabulary, unless I'm talking about something else. But when it applies to me, I don't use can't. I can do whatever I want to. I can, I will, and I have. And I just don't, I'm not going to use can't. So it's about your mentality, what you think of yourself, and what you, and so many people just don't understand that the things that you think and say about yourself, I mean, I know everyone's heard it, but it's so true. It's so true. But you got to get out of this thing of like feeling offended when someone says that, you know, well, maybe you're just unhealed and you need to deal with your trauma and you need to deal with what's wrong with making yourself better. I will never be offended about making myself better or doing what's best for me or making me feel whole and complete and like just better able to deal with life. When you are healed and you do some of this shadow work and you go through dark nights of the soul and all these things and go through your spiritual journey, it's amazing because you come out the other side so much better. And I just wish everyone could get that. Oh, it's a process and I get it. It's hard. It's hard. I'm never going to say that it's easy. It's not. Because you're going to have to face some stuff. You're going to have to face some stuff. And more importantly, the most important thing you're going to have to do is face yourself. You're going to have to really face yourself and who you really are. And that might not always be pretty. It might not. You may think that you're just this great person and you're just nice and sweet or whatever. You think you're just this, well, I'm a nice person. I'm a good person. I'm this. And there are just things about you, though, that are not nice or that you could change or be better at. I've had to do that. I've mentioned that several times. I have no problem putting myself on that, you know, saying that because I'm no different from anyone else. And so, but you got to be willing to do it. And it's just so many people who are not willing to do it. And then there's also people who are not willing to listen to tough love or like tough love. They only want you to come at them in this, but how is that helping you? If I come in this soft, you know, just everything is just sweet and nice and just, and I'm not saying that sometimes though, because sometimes you need that as well. But at the same time, if there are people who just continuously keep doing things over and over and over, or they're just not changing and it's, you know, you should not be in the same state and place 5 years, like, you know, say right now and then 5 years later, or think about your life 5 years ago and where you are now. You should not be still doing the same things. You shouldn't be acting the same way. You should have been grown up by now. You should, or more at least, you know what I mean? I mean, seriously, sit down and look at your life. And even if a year ago or 3 years or whatever you want to do, you know what I mean? But just don't, you can't keep being in the same place. So now for those types of things, you got to come with the tough love because you got to say, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Especially when these people come and they start complaining about their life. You got to call them out. No, I don't want to hear it because you are a part of the problem. You are. It's just like sometimes when I tell people about love and I talk to people about relationships, you know, myself included, like we will be so upset with the other person and how they are and what they did and all of these things. But you have to take accountability. And until you do, you know what I mean? Seriously, you got to call yourself out. Oh, I saw it. I saw how they were moving. I saw how they were acting. I saw how they treated me. I saw the red flags. I stayed. Thought they would change, thought I could save them, thought I could whatever. Sometimes you play a part in your own unhappiness. You do. And see, it's a lot of people who don't want to admit that. No, they did this and they did that. They do. They do all of those things. But at the same time, if you stayed, you allowed it. So you also have to get angry with yourself. And see, getting angry at yourself is a great thing because guess what? That means you won't allow that anymore. The next time you're going to make better decisions. I will never let someone treat me like that again. I will never let someone do that to me again. Let me tell you something. Anger can be a useful emotion too, if it's utilized in the right way. If you get angry enough to say, no, that's it. You cut someone off and you say, I'm not letting anybody else treat me like that from now on. If anyone crosses my boundaries, they are out. Let me tell you something. That's cool. That's a useful emotion. That's what you need it for. Use it in the right way, a positive way. So, but you got to take ownership. Take ownership. We have to take ownership of all of the choices in our lives. You know, it's always easier to blame other people or be upset with someone or be mad at someone else and say, well, you didn't do this and you didn't do this. And because of you that I'm not happy or you didn't do whatever. And, you know, you start learning to not blame. Everything is internal. Sometimes it's not about all the external factors in your life. And let me tell you something. If you start with yourself and you start internally, all the external stuff becomes better. It starts to match who you are internally because you don't accept crazy things anymore. You don't accept people crossing your boundaries. You don't accept people bringing negativity into your life. You start saying, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to do this. I mean, you start blocking, you know, it's like your frequency is so high, you know, that you do, you know, I saw this post about, you know, your frequency and it's like an electric fence that becomes around you and it just bounces everybody off that anything that doesn't align with that, like you don't have time for anymore. And it's amazing. I love it. because I don't, there's just certain things I don't have time for anymore. And I don't like all these superficial, surface level conversations. I like to have conversations with people that mean something. I really do. Like, I don't have the patience for that anymore. Just stuff that doesn't matter. Like, let's talk about something important, or let's not. And I hate to be, I'm not trying to be dismissive of anyone, but see, when you start your journey and you're just at a different space, you can't do a lot of the same things that you used to do. And things irritate you more, things that don't line up with you. But what I will tell you, the most important part and the best part about all of it is that you take care of yourself. You start doing things that are good for you instead of everything that is good for everybody else. You start making decisions that are better for you. Because, you know, a lot of us, especially empaths, you always want to take care of other people. You always want to make sure other people are okay, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you start your journey and you are healing or healed, and you're just moving in a whole new direction, you start saying, you know what? Why don't I just start taking care of myself a little bit? Let me do that for a little bit. And it's okay. That's not selfish. It's not selfish at all. We've just been brainwashed to believe that. That's why everyone's so overworked and stressed out and exhausted. And because we're always thinking that we just got to pour into everyone. And it's nothing wrong with that. But you can't do that if your cup is empty. And we will do that. We just burn ourselves out until there's nothing left. And then the thing about it is, you pour so much into other people, but there's no one there to pour into you. And I will tell you, start learning, okay, you know what? But I got to make sure I'm good. I got to start making sure that I'm good. Because when I need someone, there's no one there. And sometimes that happens a lot. It does. You know, you start finding, okay, well, I'm helping everybody else, but when I need help, where's everybody at? So you just learn, you know what I mean? And that's a part of that tough love. You need people around you like that. People who are trying to make you better, who are trying to encourage you and challenge you and all of those wonderful things. You don't just want yes people around you. So I just kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit, because I can see that, you know, there are times I feel like when people, you know, they always want the soft stuff. They want the, and that's okay. Cause again, like I said, I will be more than happy to do that. But there are going to be times too that I'm going to be a little bit in your face, and that's me. But it's all love. It's always going to be love. Because if I didn't love you, I wouldn't care. You know what I mean? That's what I tell people, that I love people who are in my life. If I didn't care, I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't care what you do, what you say, how you live, how anything. And it's not about me trying to tell you what to do, but it comes from a place of love, because I know who you can be. I know where you can go. I know what you're capable of, or I see it, or you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you can do whatever you want to do. I really do. And so many people don't believe that. That's the sad thing. You know, I can do whatever I want to do. And see, even saying something like that, see, people are going to take that and be like, oh my God, you know, you're just so cocky, and you're so this and you're so that. Those are unhealed people. Because see, when you become healed and you develop a relationship with the divine that's just on another level, you start understanding he's limitless, so you're limitless. You see what I'm saying? Like, so when I say that, that's the truth. And I can believe that. It's not about me being like, oh, she's saying she can have whatever she wants and she can do whatever she wants. I wholeheartedly believe that. Why can't I? My God is limitless. He is limitless. And I've said many times that me and him, or him and I, however you want to say it, we're the majority. We are. And so you just have to believe that. You have to say it. You have to believe it. You have to think it every day. But that comes with that tough love. And that comes with getting real with yourself. And that comes with not thinking that everything's going to be sugar-coated for you and wrapped in sweetness, because it's not. Not always. It's not. And you got to be okay with that. You can't just be like, oh, I'm offended by that, and I don't like that, and I think that's being this and that. And the thing about it is, okay, but I will tell you, one day you'll appreciate it. One day. It might not be today, but one day you will. And you'll look back. I want people to, when I come into people's lives, they always say, you know, leave people better than you found them. You know what I mean? So I want people to think that. I want people, when they come into contact with me, whether they listen to me on this podcast or they meet me in person or we talk on the phone, wherever it is, I want them to kind of remember. I want them to remember my voice. I want them to remember what I said. I want them to say, you know, she tried to make a difference. She really tried to, you know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, make a difference. Like, this is not a joke to me. This is real. because I really do care about people. And I really wish people could understand the value of who they are and everything that they're capable of. And the thing about it is, I wish people could be around other people who make them feel that way. But if you're not, I'm here to do that. Listen to my podcast. Follow me on social media. And that's not just a plug, but you can follow me on social media. That's wonderful. That's great. But I'm being serious. You know, if you don't have people in your life, because I'm always going to be encouraging. That's me. That's who I am. So I'm all people around me know that I'm always going to encourage people. Because I want people to believe that they can do what they want to do. I want people to believe that they can be happy. You can. You really, truly can be happy. Happiness is a choice. It's not something that's just going to happen for you. You can say, even if everything around you is just going crazy, just stay in that place. You know, all is well. All is well. I have an episode entitled, it's one of my earlier episodes. It's called All Is Well. And it's the truth. And you can live by that. Because when you have that inner peace and that inner knowing, you're able to be in chaos and around all this crazy stuff. I don't let all of this stuff of the world drive me nuts. I don't have time to worry about this stuff. Why am I going to worry about it? I don't have time to worry about it. It's not for me to worry about. It's not. And people, oh, well, you need to be informed and you need to be this, that, and the third. Okay, you can be informed. I'm not saying that, but I don't have to dwell on it. I'm not going to doom scroll. I'm not going to listen to every time you turn around, somebody's talking about this and that, and it's the end of this and that, and whatever. I'm just saying, you can know whatever you want to know. You can listen to whatever you want to listen to. I'm just saying for me, I got things to do. I got a life to live, and I'm going to live it. And I hope that you do too. And that's going to include tough love. But just know that it always comes from love. Have a good one.